Track 5, The Stretching Technique. On the last track, we discussed hidden sources of knowledge. Our discussion was based on four principles for identifying hidden knowledge, which were: most criticisms have some basis in reality, many criticisms are disguised statements of your own unmet needs, some criticisms may be an accurate description of a disowned part of the self, and some criticisms may help identify the lost self. On this track, we will discuss the stretching technique. Utilizing the stretching technique, clients can take the knowledge gleaned from mutual criticisms and convert it into an effective, growth-producing process. In my practice, I break the stretching technique down into 6 steps, which are: identify grievances, identify underlying desires, make a specific request, share underlying desires, rank requests, and exchanged lists. The purpose of this exercise was to educate Jerry regarding his partner's deepest needs and to give him the opportunity to change his behavior so that he could meet those needs. As your client stretches against his resistance, his partner may also be healed, and he may become a more whole and intimate individual. In my practice, I find that it can be an integral part of therapy. Therefore, I recommend to Jerry that he give it a high priority. Could your client also benefit from the stretching technique? The first step in the stretching technique was for Jerry to identify grievances through the desires that lie behind his frustrations. I stated, "On a separate sheet of paper, make a comprehensive list of all the things that bother you about Julie. When does she make you feel angry, annoyed, afraid, suspicious, resentful, hurt, or bitter?" At the top of the list, Jerry wrote, "I don't like it when you..." On each subsequent line below, Jerry wrote individual descriptions of her behavior, such as, "criticize me in front of the children," "undermine my authority with the children," and "criticize me in a joking manner in front of my friends." The second step in the stretching technique was for Jerry to identify underlying desires. I stated, "Now use this second sheet of paper to write down the desire that lies hidden in each frustration. Skip several lines after each desire. Do not write down the frustration, only the desire." Jerry asked why. I continued by stating, "This is necessary because you will be showing the second sheet to your partner." For example, Jerry's first desire corresponded to the first frustration from his initial list. Jerry wrote, "I would like to feel valid in front of the children." So, the first step allows the client to say what he doesn't like, and the second step allows him to say why he doesn't like it. In addition to identifying grievances and identifying underlying desires, Jerry's third step was to make a specific request. Underneath each desire, Jerry wrote a specific request that he thought would help him satisfy that desire. I explained to Jerry that it was important that his requests be positive and that they describe a specific behavior. For example, Jerry's desire was to feel valid in front of the children. Therefore, Jerry requested that when Julie criticizes him, she does it when the children are not present. Clearly, Jerry's request was for a specific positive behavior. However, the following request that Jerry made was a bad example because it was not specific. For example, Jerry wrote, "I would like you to be more attentive." I suggested Jerry rewrite this request to make it more detailed. Jerry then wrote, "I would like you to give me a warm hug as soon as you come home from work." Might it be helpful to evaluate your client's request for specificity? The fourth step that Jerry implemented in the stretching technique was to share underlying desires from the second list with Julie. The second list contains specific desires and requests, but not frustrations. I stated, "Use your communication skills to clarify each desire and request so that it is clearly understood. Rewrite the request if necessary so that Julie knows exactly what kind of behavior you want." For additional information on the communication skills Jerry used, you might consider replaying Track 2 of this home study course. For Jerry's application of the stretching technique, the fifth step was to rank his requests. I stated, "Now take back your own list and rank each request on the left side of the page with a number from 1 to 10, indicating its relative importance to you, 10 indicating very important, and 1 indicating not very important." Sixth, Jerry exchanged lists with Julie. Jerry and Julie assigned a number from 1 to 10 on the right side of the paper, indicating how difficult it would be for each other to grant each request, with 10 indicating very difficult, and 1 indicating not at all difficult. I stated, keep each other's lists. Starting today, you have the opportunity to grant your partner 3 or 4 of the easier requests each week. Remember that these behaviors are gifts. Regardless of how you feel and regardless of how many changes your partner is making, keep to a reliable schedule of at least 3 or 4 behavior changes a week. But feel encouraged to add more requests to your list as time goes on. Think of your Jerry. How might the stretching technique benefit your client? How could you adapt this technique for clients without partners? Could playing this technique in an upcoming session be productive? On this track, we have discussed the stretching technique. In my practice, I break the stretching technique down into 6 steps. The 6 steps of the stretching technique are: identify grievances, identify underlying desires, make a specific request, share underlying desires, rank requests, and exchanged lists. On the next track, we will discuss testing. Most of the track focuses on a technique for overcoming testing that tends to be productive for male intimacy clients. Therefore, after examining testing and the 2 stages of progression through abandonment that often accompany testing, we'll discuss the experiencing neediness technique. In my use of the experiencing neediness technique, there are 5 steps. These 5 steps are confessing an inability to need, don't fake it, keeping boundaries, confessing needs that can't be experienced, and paying attention to what evokes hunger. Question 5. What are the 6 steps of the stretching technique?